You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10 and verse 11. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. The word of God compared two things here, or two kinds of persons, the righteous and the wicked. The opposite of righteous is wicked. The opposite of righteousness is wickedness. The opposite of holiness is worldliness. So if you are not righteous, you are wicked. So wickedness is not somebody who goes to hurt another person. Wickedness is somebody who is not righteous. And to be righteous today, you must accept the righteousness of Christ. In the same way, to be holy today, you must be made holy by the Lord himself, because it is the Lord who sanctifies. To be holy is to be exclusive to God. To be righteous is for the character of Jesus to manifest through you. That's a simple way to define righteousness and holiness. Righteousness is the expression of the life and character of Christ. Holiness is separation and exclusiveness to God. They sound similar, use them interchangeably, but they are both are very different. However, going by this text, the Bible says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Are you living right? Does it look as if it does not pay to walk in the life and character of Christ? The Lord is saying to you today that it shall be well with you. It may look as if you have been placed at a disadvantage. It may look as if that you don't know what you are doing. You may look odd among wicked people. But God is saying to you, he's asking me to say that it shall be well with you. Look at what he says. He says, say to the righteous. Say it to them. So I'm saying what God asked me to say to you today. It shall be well with you. It does not matter what you are currently going through. It shall be well with you. That means you will end well. You will triumph. No matter the obstacles, no matter the challenge they throw at you, you are going to end well. That is the word of the Lord. For you are going to eat the fruit of your doings. Hallelujah. You are going to eat the fruit of righteousness. But on the other hand, he said, woe unto the wicked. It's not a curse. It's not that, oh, this preacher does not like the wicked. That's what the scripture says. It says, woe unto the wicked. It shall be ill with you. You see, if you are not walking in righteousness, did you know that you have placed yourself under this curse? There is a woe that is upon your life. So what this means is that you should repent and come under the Lord Jesus Christ. You should repent of your sins and place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because again, I say to you, if you are not righteous, you are wicked. In spiritual things, there are always two sides. You can't have three sides. It's either you are righteous or you are wicked. So if you are not righteous, you are a wicked person. But you know, sometimes when you see people who kill others on TV, you say, oh, these are wicked people. I tell you the truth. If you are not righteous, walking in the righteousness and the life of Christ, then you are a wicked person. But God is calling you today to repentance. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.